Hey moms, welcome back to Embracing Her Faith podcast. This is Rainey Avila, your host. Thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate it so much. So I wanted to update you guys on how my husband's doing. He did have his surgery on Monday, his first ever surgery, and he's doing really good. He's been able to handle the pain much better every single day. And I just wanted to say thank you so much for all the prayers out there. So in today's episode, I wanted to cover how we can get through feeling so overwhelmed as a mom. As mothers, our schedules can get really busy and it's super easy for us to be overwhelmed. We have so many things to remember and so many choices to make. It can get really, really frustrating sometimes, and we can get overwhelmed so easy. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode, and I hope that you are able to get something from it. All right, so grab your coffee and let's get started. Hola and hello. This is Embracing Her Faith podcast. I'm Rainey Avila, follower of Christ, boy mama, wife, and juggler of 5 million things, because that's what us moms do. If you're done feeling like you have no purpose or feeling like you want a stronger relationship with the Lord, but you just don't know how, if you're ready to let all your insecurities, doubts, and fears stop taking over your mind and to bring Jesus in your life to discover peace and serenity, well, have I got the podcast for you. Pop in those earbuds, sip on that coffee, and keep folding that laundry that you promised to do, because we're getting straight into it. All right, so let's talk about the mom list. So we have dishes, we have getting the kids to school, we have laundry, we have making sure our children look decent every single day. We just have so many things that we have to think about as a mother. And feeling overwhelmed can get super, super easy. So we really need to understand that just because we are overwhelmed does not mean that we have to stay overwhelmed. We don't need to stay in that situation of feeling overwhelmed, especially us as Christian mothers. We have sources, we have tools that we can use to help the feeling of feeling overwhelmed. So last week we spoke about how anxiety was something that you live with and you control those triggers by helping yourself, reading God's word, or speaking to the Lord in prayer. Now, these ways, these tools can also help you when you are feeling overwhelmed as a Christian mom. Being a mom is one of the hardest jobs in this world. You want to be able to raise your children in the way of the Lord. And that was really, really difficult for me since I didn't grow up in a Christian home. I wasn't raised in the church, and it was a really big struggle for me. So when we had our oldest son, I knew from the start that I wanted him to have the Lord and to be able to go to the Lord and to speak to the Lord like he was his best friend. And every day I would just pray and pray that my children can walk in the way of the Lord, because that's what I wanted for them. And I'm sure a lot of moms want the same. They want their children to be able to have that faith, the faith of being able to move mountains. So I know that I'm not the only one who deals with that. And every day I learn. Every day I learn something. And so when we get to this point where we do feel overwhelmed, the first thing is don't avoid it. Don't avoid that feeling of feeling overwhelmed as a mom. If you avoid it, it will rise, rise, and rise. Your feelings, and I know this because I've done this so many times, if you ignore your feelings and if you don't speak about it to the Lord or to anyone, then it will feel 100 times worse. And that's because you're trying to use your own strength, your own power, your own ways of dealing with things. You cannot do that. You cannot use your own power, because if you do, then you will become a mess. And that's because, and I know that because I've done this so many times. And when I've gotten to the point where I actually sat down and read my Bible, it felt like the Lord was showing me something. And then that's when I would cry, and not just cry, tears crying. I would sob, cry, because I had so much building up inside of me. So much, because I thought I could handle it myself. I thought that if I just used my own strengths, that I could just handle it. I could just try to sometimes ignore it, because you think that you're able to handle it, but you cannot. And those feelings come out eventually. One way or another, they will come out. So when I am in prayer, or when it's time for me to read my Bible, if I get to that point, and like I said, where I try to handle it myself, I sob to the Lord, because I know that I'm not doing right. I'm not handling this right. All these worries and all this overwhelming feelings that I'm having, I'm trying to deal with it myself, and that's the wrong thing to do. And that's just speaking from experience. So when you are to this point that you are feeling so overwhelmed as a mom, and trust me, you're not the only one, we all get there, but you are at this point where you're feeling overwhelmed, you just need to take a moment to get quiet. Get quiet. Go to a place where you feel is a quiet place. Even if you have to ask your husband to just please stay with the children for 10, 15 minutes and let me please have my time, so you can just have that time with the Lord and wait for His direction. Wait for your feelings. I know for me, one of the best places where I feel like I can just take the time to speak to the Lord when I'm really busy, and I work a 9-to-5 job. I keep up with the house as much as I can after work, before work, on the weekends. So my schedules can get really, really busy sometimes. So one place I know where I'm able to talk to the Lord and get out my feelings or get out what I'm thinking is the shower. I know this might sound kind of crazy, but I have that moment by myself, door locked, husband with children. I can have that moment where I can just speak to the Lord, let Him know what I'm thinking, let Him know if maybe I should make this decision or if I shouldn't make this decision. That is my time where I could just either worship Him singing, because I do a lot of singing in the shower as well, or I can just speak to Him and let Him know my mind, my thoughts. And that's just a way, maybe that could help you. Maybe just take that time if you are really busy, like how I'm busy. If being in the shower just for like 5 minutes and speaking to the Lord is a way where you can talk to him, then there you go. Do it, because that's what I've been doing for a really long time. So one thing that we do need to be careful as moms is listening to what other moms think is the normal, because sometimes it's not. If you see a mom who is constantly overwhelmed, who is constantly in this phase where she feels like, well, this is my life, this, you know, having children, you know, feeling overwhelmed, it's that's what it is to be a mom, you really need to try to avoid that mindset, because it doesn't have to be that way. Just because you have children doesn't mean you have to constantly keep yourself feeling overwhelmed, because that's farther from the truth. You have your biblical values. You know that we are able to go to the Lord when we have problems. So don't ever think just because you're a mom and just because you have children, just because your schedule is so busy, that that's how it's going to be. Because no, it doesn't. It doesn't have to be like that for you. You don't have to stay in that mindset. You can change your mindset, help yourself, use what you're being taught, read your Bible. I know I sound like I'm reiterating the same things over and over again, but it's so important. God speaks to us through our Bibles, through our prayers. And those are things that we can go to when we are in a situation, or if we are in a really, really bad, overwhelming season. Because like I've said in my other episodes, we are going to have those seasons, but we need to be different from other people. We don't have to stay in that season feeling like we're doomed, because we're not. We are children of God. We are God's children. He will leave the 99 just for that one. He loves us. He doesn't want us to stay in that position. So, no, that's not motherhood. That's not us having to feel that way all the time. No, we have to change our whole mindset on how we think. And we need to get into things where it will encourage us more, lift our spirits, help us to get through these challenging times and through these difficult days, and to know that He is there to strengthen us. He's there to guide us. In Isaiah 4:31, it says, "But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint." So our strength needs to be in the Lord. We need to go to the Lord when we have problems and when we're feeling that overwhelming feeling, and to keep our minds on our biblical values, not only for ourselves, but for our children, because our children watches how we react, and they watch how we go through things and how we handle it. All right, guys. So if you feel like this episode has helped you in any way, I would really appreciate it if you could share this with a friend, or maybe leave a review. I appreciate you guys coming back every week to listen to my podcast. I really try to come up with things that we go through as a mom, and I would love your feedback. Let me know how I'm doing in the reviews, and I would really appreciate it. I hope you guys have a great week and weekend. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Bye. Hey, sweet friend. If this podcast blessed you or helped you in any way, please leave me a review and let me know. I would love to read your sweet reviews on my podcast before the episodes begin. You can also help by sharing on your social media. If you would like to tag me, I'm on Facebook as Rainy Avila. Or share this episode with a friend if you think it would bless them in any way. I'm so thankful for you guys and love you guys so much. Thanks for listening. God bless your faithful friend, Rainy.